When we think of watchmen, what is it we actually think of? Do we think of guards on high city walls, maybe in a high tower? And what do these watchmen do? They're supposed to look out for trouble, for impending doom. Maybe look even at danger from within the walls as well, to ensure the safety of all, to ensure the safety of our neighbor. And they call our attention to what may be coming our way or what is already here. But they make sure to pay close attention that the threat of evil is real before saying so, unless they cause some false rumors to come around. And this should also be something to be looked out for if we are called to be spiritual watchmen as well. Looking out for the other, making sure no one is harmed, and that everyone can find Christ. But one thing that one may find difficult as well, in our spiritual lookout, we need to watch out for better ways to love our neighbor. That is, inside the church and outside the church. And for that, we need to see how Jesus is calling us to love our neighbor. Does he call us to be overbearing or leave our neighbor entirely alone to figure everything out for themselves? He's not asking us to do either one of these. No, in fact, all our readings today speak about how to love our neighbor even when they need to be led to some correction. Because a little correction can be the most charitable thing that we can do. To help bring others from a culture of death to a culture of life. So let's take a look at this for a second. As Christians, we have the responsibility, we have the mission to not bring others to death, but bring others to Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. So how do we do that? I think we first have to start from our second reading today, which says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another." We must start with love as if we are leading the other to Christ. Maybe a good way to put it is this. You know, you are entering somewhere in the middle of somebody else's story. You have no idea where it began, but we hope that it ends in a life with Christ. And we are called to act accordingly. And we are called, I dare to say, to be watchmen of love. A lookout for love to enter in ourselves and each other. To uphold love when it is held to its standard. And when we can also look out for others when we say, maybe this is not the standard of love that we are called to. Maybe this is an abuse of our love. Or maybe this isn't the way that Christ is calling us to love. And we ask for Christ to enter into moments where we may not be as loving to enter into. For it is not solely about our personal relationship with Christ, but as a people of God, where 2 or 3 are gathered, or 500 are gathered, this is about our relationship with God and keeping each other accountable. And as such watchmen, we are called to call out sin charitably, which is to say, we need to go to the person straight away, one-on-one. Don't tell your friends first. Don't gossip or start rumors about why you think you saw another person in sin. For you are not owing the other person the love they are due. We should hopefully say first, we come to this person one-on-one, "Hey, I noticed the other day this thing that may have happened. Is everything all right?" And within this one-on-one conversation, maybe they do notice within themselves about of jealousy, envy, pride, lust. And you know, maybe that person will say, "Yeah, you know, I was having a bad day. I wasn't myself. I was led in the wrong direction. And you know, with that simple statement, look at that. You've watched for a place for love to enter. And hopefully that person can reach out for reconciliation and forgiveness. Now, of course, for sin that is rooted a little bit more deeply, it may take more than you. It may take two or three. It may take a small group of trusted people who care for a person deeply. It may take the whole church. It may take the whole church for a person to even start thinking of change. But unfortunately, as we know, maybe they don't. And maybe in our hope, maybe they don't yet. And as a watchman, you know, we love and we did what we were supposed to do. We let them know what is truth in love. But we can leave the saving for our Savior, Jesus, to do. It is not our job, but leave the saving to Jesus. And yet, even though some may not turn from their ways, are we called to turn our backs on them? Are we called to no longer be watchmen of love for them? Are we called to no longer be neighbors for them? Does Jesus give us a right to do this if he says, if he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or tax collector? Harsh words, if one knows that Gentiles and tax collectors weren't the most liked people for Jews. But if we take an extra second to think about it, how were Gentiles and tax collectors treated by Jesus? Did not Jesus heal Gentiles? Did he not make a tax collector one of his disciples? Were such people still not held with dignity and love? Were such people who were still called to repent gathered around the table with Jesus, sinners and tax collectors? And our great hope, when the time is right, their hearts will soften, our hearts as sinners will soften, and we will hear Jesus' voice, that you too can be free from sin. You too are loved. You too can follow me. And then maybe they can see, and maybe we can see for ourselves, that we are not condemning them. We are not called to hate anyone. Yet we are called to the highest standard of love in Jesus, to be in the right relationship with our neighbors, to love each other as to not bring another to death, but to life. And in that way, we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves. So, my brothers and sisters, be watchmen for love. Look out for your fellow brother and sister, lest they fall into sin, who I hope look out for you in the same way. And please, look out for me as well. And in the middle of our stories, there may be a lot of temptation. There may be a lot of hardships. But with our community here, please let us correct and guide each other lovingly and owe nothing except to love. And in such ways, we all will be ready to receive Christ with loving hearts and keep watch and look out for the love of God that awaits for us here and in his kingdom.